the LA Unified School District doesn't even try to fire incompetent teachers. That's an impossibility. But the ones that are, you know, credibly accused of abuse, it still can take years.
Hi, I'm Ted Ballacher with Reason TV, and today I'll be sitting down with Stephen Greenhut. Greenhut is editor-in-chief of Cal Watchdog and author of Plunder: How Public Employee Unions Are Raiding Treasuries, Controlling Our Lives, and Bankrupting the Nation. So tell our viewers a little bit about Cal Watchdog.
Yeah, it's a new nonprofit journalism center started in Sacramento covering state government. Figured there's a little bit to cover up there. So we have a small team of reporters that are covering some of the stories that get missed by the newspapers.
Newspapers miss stories?
It's hard to believe, having been worked for a newspaper for a long time. It's just an effort to, it's an effort to plug in some of the holes. The newspapers have obviously been cutting back in their state bureau coverage.
So what kind of stories do they typically miss?
Well, there's, you know, and I don't think it's all because by any sort of intention, but, you know, a lot of newspapers are down to maybe one person in their Sacramento bureau, and the amount of stories that go on, the type of things that go on in the state capitol, there's so many hearings every day, things that deal, my reporters come back every day with issues, some kind of workers' compensation reform or some kind of new union feather bedding scheme. And there are all sorts of hearings and stories that go on that just aren't getting covered just because of a lack of manpower.
Your sobering book, Plunder, what's the gist of it?
Public employee unions, they've just been having their way with taxpayers because of the power they have at the local and state level. I watched it as a columnist and reporter in Orange County, a conservative county, and I watched boards of supervisors and city councils repeatedly increase pension benefits retroactively for public employees. And we're looking at massive amount of plunder. I mean, the average pay and benefit package for a firefighter in Orange County, and it's typical statewide, about $175,000 a year. In Vallejo, the San Francisco Bay Area city that went bankrupt because of its excessive pay and benefit packages for police and fire, it was like 75-80% of the budget were eaten up on those things. Police captains earn a pay and benefit package of $300,000 a year. It's just this one-way ratchet. They can retire after 30 years of pay with 90% of their final year's pay at age 50. And then, of course, the categories of public safety, which get the enhanced benefits.
There's an interesting story behind that. So people think public safety, firefighters, cops. Yeah. That's how it started, but that's not what it, what is it now?
Well, milk inspectors, I believe, or billboard inspectors, they get an inflated pension benefit. And then there are all sorts of schemes and scams to boost that final year's pay. And of course, according to a lot of studies, I mean, there's some varying studies, but a lot of data suggests that public employees often earn more than their counterparts in the private sector. And it used to be, you know, the old deal, they used to get paid less, but they'd get somewhat better benefits and they get more protections. And now they get everything. They tend to get equal or more salary. And we could look at salary schedules. I mean, look at what, you know, a receptionist gets in the private sector compared to the government. And then so the pay packages are often out of hand, and they often abuse the overtime system to inflate the pay. So sometimes the pay often is far in excess of what a counterpart might get in the private sector, but isn't always. It depends, you know. But then the pension benefits are way better, and of course the fewer days of work and all sorts of job protections. You just can't fire public employees. I mean, you have civil service protections and then union protections on top of that, and all sorts of seniority rules, and the accountability is often very low.
Well, let's get into that. If you were to zero in on what are the perks of being a public employee, what are some of the goodies that you get?
Well, one of them is, you know, job security that's unheard of. I mean, you and I are at-will hires. I mean, if boss comes in and they don't like the show right here, I mean, that could, you know, be the end of the road. And it's assumed in civil service that the employee actually owns the job. And then if they have grievances, you know, they have the process they have to go through to fire a public employee is ridiculous. The LA Times did a fascinating series on what it takes to fire misbehaving teachers. Now, according to their story, I mean, the LA Unified School District doesn't even try to fire incompetent teachers. That's an impossibility. But the ones that are, you know, credibly accused of abuse, it still can take years. And they have these things called rubber rooms where the teachers sit and they collect their full pay and salary. And I've seen it. I've seen it repeatedly with law enforcement. I mean, where the unions protect even the worst actors, and there's people who misbehave, and public records are very hard to get in those kind of instances, and there's not a lot of accountability. So those are big things.
One of the perks that you mentioned in your book, also in the Reason magazine cover story, I should say, this business of shielded plates. I think that's a perk that a lot of people may not know about. What's the deal with shielded plates?
Yeah, I started out the book with that because it's not because it's a big problem, but because it's emblematic of the kind of problem. Our at the Orange County Register, the news reporters did a series and found that I think it's like about 1 million cars on the California roads. These are private vehicles, not state vehicles. Have a license plate that the private information, the home address is shielded. They're in a special database. So they were finding that people were driving on the toll roads and just not paying the toll fines. And when the toll road agencies went to send the bill, they couldn't get the addresses. And the process to get the address was so cumbersome they didn't bother. Or if people with these plates were pulled over, it was signaled that they were part of the brotherhood. You know, they were a special member of the protected class, and they usually would get professional courtesy, which is what police do with their friends and neighbors and fellow police officers, is not give them tickets. So it turns out that there was a program that was started back when the Department of Motor Vehicles used to hand out addresses, and police said, you know, we're afraid that somebody's going to get our criminals are going to get our addresses and track us down. So that's how this private database started. But then, like everything in government, you know, it's like rust, it never sleeps. So it kept being expanded to one category of government worker after another.
I think if I recall, you say it's something like a million people have this.
Yeah,
it's like one out of 22 vehicles on the road. Essentially, they could do whatever they want.
You don't have to pay for tolls, probably parking tickets.
Right. You can just ignore that. And it's crazy. Could you imagine if what the police would say if, you know, there are one out of 22 drivers on the road, I couldn't drive with impunity. Oh my God, it's a safety hazard. We need more rules, or we need to do something about it. Oh, it's police officers and your family members driving their own personal vehicles. Oh, never mind. Everything's just fine. Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
Yeah, that's right. It's just like, this is what it touches. There's so many games, so many things that are played by public employees and seem to go largely unpunished. I mean, the Sacramento Bee reported that this was in mid-2000s, I don't know what the number is now, but 82% of California Highway Patrol manager level officers miraculously discovered a disabling injury just almost a year before retirement, which of course gives them an extra year off and then protects 50% of their retirement pay from taxes. You know, if 82% of Reason Foundation employees discovered a disabling injury, you'd suggest that there might be some problem either with the work or some sort of scam that was being pulled. And then the B story mentioned that the numbers spiked after CHP got rid of its fraud division that dealt with those sorts of things.
So
I don't know if there's a correlation there or not, but it's possible.